This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Fresh violence raged on in Kazakhstan on Thursday, with police in the main city, Almaty, saying they had killed dozens of rioters overnight. The Interior Ministry said at least 18 law enforcement officers had died so far in the clashes, including two found decapitated, and more than 2,000 protesters were detained as Russia rushed in paratroopers to stop a countrywide uprising in the former Soviet state as Western countries called for calm. Footage from Almaty showed toppled vehicles and buildings said to be a presidential residence and the mayor's office ablaze. The uprising originally began against a fuel price hike across Kazakhstan on New Year's Day. United States President Joe Biden used the first anniversary of the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol on Thursday to urge Americans to protect the country's fragile democracy by standing up for the right to vote. Biden, in remarks from the Capitol's National Statuary Hall, lambasted former President Donald Trump for spreading mistruths that fueled the deadly attack by the Republican supporters 2 weeks before Biden's inauguration in 2021, speaking 10 months before the November midterm elections that could give control of one or both houses of Congress to Republicans. Biden, a Democrat, warned the danger on display a year ago had not gone away. In remarks delivered before Biden spoke, Vice President Kamala Harris also cast a spotlight on Trump supporters' efforts to subvert democracy, calling on Congress to pass voting rights legislation and on Americans to participate. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Thursday ordered the arrest of unvaccinated people who violate stay-at-home orders aimed at curbing the rise in coronavirus infections driven by the Omicron variant. The government tightened restrictions in Manila and several provinces and cities this week. Unvaccinated people among the capital's 13 million people were ordered to stay home after infection numbers tripled in the last 2 days. Health officials said infections were projected to increase further in the coming days and would peak by the end of the month. Coronavirus vaccinations are voluntary in the nation of more than 100 million people, and less than half the population has so far completed their jabs. Duterte said he was, quote, appalled at the large numbers of Filipinos yet to be vaccinated. North Korea has successfully tested a hypersonic missile, state media reported Thursday, in the first major weapons test by the nuclear-armed nation this year. This was the second reported test of what Pyongyang claimed were hypersonic gliding missiles as it pursues the sophisticated technology despite international sanctions and condemnation. Hypersonic missiles move farther and faster and are more agile than standard ones, making them harder for missile defense systems, which the United States is spending billions of dollars on, to intercept. In the decade since Kim Jong-un took power, his country has made rapid progress in its military technology at the cost of international sanctions. The United States, Japan, Canada, and Germany condemned Wednesday's test. Global food prices reached a 10-year high in 2021, rising by an average of 28% compared to the previous year. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization said Thursday, the FAO's Food Price Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of commonly traded food commodities, actually dipped slightly in December. However, it remained close to the record set in February 2011. The index for the year stood at the highest in a decade. The group's chief economist says prices in all food categories jumped last year due to strong demand. And locked in a dispute over his COVID-19 vaccination status, Novak Djokovic is confined to an immigration detention hotel in Australia as the number one men's tennis player in the world awaits a court ruling on whether he can compete in the Australian Open later this month. He had traveled to Australia after he had been granted a medical exemption, but when he arrived, it was rejected. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.